Vistara whistled as though she were impressed.
You Jedi are smart. I didn't expect you to figure that one out. That part was easy.
Ben's voice was even, betraying no hint that her sarcasm was bothering him.
What I want to know is why you didn't take the Emiax.
It was a revealing question, and one so unexpected that Vistara had to consciously still her Force aura to keep from betraying her surprise.
Why do you think I didn't take it?
She asked, buying time to think. Whatever Ben threatened, no matter how angry he was about her latest betrayal, he wasn't going to leave her hanging there blind and doomed. He couldn't afford to, because he needed her to find his way through the jungle.
The Emiax is Lord Talon's shuttle. And you were afraid I'd shoot it down?
Ben finished, supplying a better answer to his own question than Vistara ever could have.
Smart girl.
I have my moments,
Vistara said. Again, she had to work to conceal her surprise. It hadn't occurred to her that Ben would actually fire on her after she had gone to such pains to spare his life. But these Jedi were full of surprises, which was what made them so dangerous.
Here's what I'd like to know. After you broke out of the medbay, why didn't you just take the shadow and fly back to the ruins? You would have beat me by an hour.
That's easy,
Ben said, leaving a long pause that suggested he was developing an explanation.
I was, worried about you.
Worried?
Vistara echoed.
About a Sith? One who's betrayed you how many times?
You're just an apprentice,
Ben replied easily. It did not sound like he was moving any closer, and the feeling in Vistara's stomach definitely indicated that she was being pulled up into a tree.
There's still time to redeem you.
Cute,
Vistara said. Her eyelids felt as big as her thumbs now, and she could feel pus starting to ooze out of her tear ducts.
But I wouldn't hold my breath, Ben. And I wouldn't leave me hanging here any longer, either. 2 more minutes, and I won't be able to see for weeks.
And that would matter to me why?
Vistara smirked in the direction of his voice.
Because if you knew where the ruins were, you'd know you can't get to them in a spaceship,
she said.
They're in the jungle in a ravine at the foot of the volcano. Where did you think you were going to land?
Ben let out an angry huff, then retorted,
So you lied to me about the reason you didn't take the Emiax?
So you expect me to believe you really would have shot me down?
Vistara flashed him a sultry smile. At least, she thought she was flashing it in his direction.
Come on, Ben, help me down. I really do need to get this pollen out of my eyes.
Why should I?
Ben demanded.
Because you'd like to find your father before ship finds Talon?
Vistara replied.
Once the High Lord realizes that ship is coming back...
I know what will happen when Talon thinks he doesn't need my father anymore,
Ben interrupted.
What I don't know is why I should trust you.
Vistara frowned and fell silent. That was a hard question, and one for which she had no good answer.
Look, Ben, you need me.
And you need me, Ben replied. So give me a reason to help you down.
A reason?
Vistara asked, growing more confused by the moment.
I've already given you one. Without me, you won't find your father in time.
That's an argument, maybe even a fact, Ben insisted. But it's not a reason. If I'm going to help you down and find something to help your eyes in this med kit...
You brought a med kit?
Vistara interrupted.
I'm a Jedi Knight, Ben replied. I always bring a med kit.
Vistara had to smile. Then the vine tightened around her wrist again, and she felt herself start to rise faster.
Okay, what do you want, Ben?
She asked.
We're running out of time here.
You know what I want, Ben said. Your word.
My word?
Vistara echoed.
You mean just a promise?
Not just a promise. Your promise.
My promise?
Vistara felt sure Ben had to be pulling a trick. Maybe some kind of force binding or Jedi mind lock. But she couldn't sense anything unusual happening.
That's all.
You'd have to mean it, Ben replied. If you want my help, you have to promise. No more betrayals.
Vistara felt herself biting her lips, and that was when she realized what Ben was doing to her. He was playing on her emotions, trying to beat her at her own game. She suppressed a smile. "For how long?" she asked. It wouldn't do to seem too eager. He wouldn't believe her if she surrendered too easily.
"I'm not promising anything forever."
Ben paused before answering, and Vistara knew she had him. Finally, he nodded.
"Fair enough. Until ship arrives. That's when reactor cores are going to start going critical anyway."
Vistara pretended to consider this for a moment, then shook her head.
"Until you have a chance to tell your father about ship. If I don't tell Lord Talon that he's returning, I'll be running for my life with you and your father. Again."
"Would that be so bad?"
Vistara nodded.
"I'm no Jedi, Ben, and I don't want to become one."
"Okay, if you're sure," Ben said.
Vistara felt him grab her in the Force.
"So I have your word?"
"Yes, Ben."
Vistara grabbed her lightsaber again and ignited the blade. She cut herself free of the last vine and felt Ben floating her toward him.
"You have my word, for what it's worth,"
she added silently.